Episode 1600, Play the Long Game.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? It is Wellness Wednesday. It is time to focus on your health and wellness and where you want your life to take you. It's time to play the long game. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, before we jump in, I just want to congratulate you. We have now officially 1,600 numbered episodes. That's incredible. Thank you so much for showing up here daily, weekly, however you show up. Know that you are family, you are loved, and you matter here at Create Your Now. So thank you for that. We actually have more than 1,600 episodes, but with those other ones that float out there, we've got the fit ones and the kitchen ones and the bonus ones. And so not counting those, we're way over 650 episodes. So my hat's off to you, and I'm here only because of your commitment to you wanting to go out and live, love, and impact the world that you touch. And for that, I'm grateful. Well, most of us live our lives for the short gain, but if you desire optimal health and wellness, play the long game. As much as it would be nice to be able to get what you want in the short term, I mean, come on, who wants to have to do things overnight or over a year or over 10 years, right? If we could get it short term, let's do it. But you have to look at it from the long-term perspective. When it comes to health, getting there fast usually is a recipe for disaster. And unfortunately, I find that in coaching men and women, it is one thing that most of us want. We want our results right now. We want to find what we want right now. We don't want to have to wait. We are living in that fast food, immediate gratification world. And when we live in that society, it sets us up for failure. That's the last thing I want for you when it comes to your health and wellness. Your well-being is worth more than a short-term gain. You want something quick, right? Yes, I get that. But you got to be willing to do what it takes to get there. And, you know, that getting there fast is that recipe for disaster. So instead of always thinking that, all right, I've got to get there quick. This is what I want. I'm grasping for this. When you do that, what happens? You're cutting corners. That's the last thing you want to do. And when we cut corners, where does that lead us? To deprivation. How much of your health has involved deprivation? Taking something away for a period of time or a long period of time. Come on, we've all done it. Have you ever done the cabbage soup diet? Have you ever done, you know, whatever diet, there's always something that says, you can't have this, you can't do this, you can't have this. Now, I'm not talking about reducing, I'm talking about all in all saying, no, hands off, this isn't an option. What about extreme substitution? A lot of our diets out there, a lot of our exercise regimens involve extreme substitutions. Hey, you know, if you want to drop 10 pounds in 10 days, you're going to run the next 10 miles to get your 10 of 10 of 10 in. Sounds great initially because you're focused on what? That 10 pounds. And then you hear in 10 days, you're like, I'm all in. But it took me 10 years to get to where I'm at. But you're just thinking that number of 10. And you're like, I'm just focused there. And if I could get that result, extreme substitution. What about result driven? Yes. We are captivated by those infomercials that promises results. Sometimes they can work for us. maybe when we're a certain age and a certain season, our body reacts differently. But we just hone in on that and we're like, yes, I want that. But we don't realize that really what we want is going to take a lot more than what is promised. Now, I get some of these things can be good for us in the short term. Maybe we need extreme substitution. Think about one particular culprit in our diet is sugar. And sometimes we need to just stay away from it. It can do damage and wreak havoc on our body. But taking it all away forever, that can be a very bad thing for your body. But if investing in your health gives you greater results, why settle? You are worth more than a fast result. You are worth more than a number on a scale. You're worth more than the number on your pair of jeans. You are worth more than a food group. You are worthy. So don't let your health be played by the market that is only in it to win it for themselves. I want you to think about that. When you say, yeah, I'm going after that, are you going after the promises or are you going after what really needs to happen for you? Play the long game. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Play the long game. Not many desire that lifetime commitment. We don't want it because what? Come on, that immediate gratification, I'm all in it to win it for the fast food. Give me what I need in less than 5 minutes and I'm great. If I have to wait any longer, oh my gosh, I'm impatient. But in order to live your beautiful life, play the long game. So what does that look like? Number one, commit to the lifestyle. What life do you want to live? Have you really thought about it? What does it look like? How does it feel to you? If you could put all of your five senses in full working order, define and commit to that lifestyle. What does it look like for you? Most of us have no clue because we haven't thought about it. We're too stuck on fill in the blank, the results, losing a certain number, becoming a certain number on the scale or on a garment. Is that really the life worth living? If you're in it for long term, you got to play the long game. Commit to the lifestyle. What do you need for your body? One size doesn't fit all. You have to find your size when it comes to your lifestyle. Number two, trust the process. Most of us, when we're looking for quick results, we're ready to give up after 7 days, maybe even after 3 days. And if you're lucky and you've gone 10 days and you're not seeing what you thought you should be seeing, you get flustered. And you're like, there's no way I can give a month. Yet in reality, maybe what you really need for the health and well-being of your body is going to take you a year to 2 years. Think about how long it has taken to get you to where you are now. If you're 38 years old, and you're 10 pounds overweight, maybe lacking some muscle, and you're like, gosh, I just want to lose these last 10 pounds. I'm almost to my high school weight. I want to be there. I cannot wait to get to that weight. It will be awesome when I get there. And all you're thinking about is, I remember when. Do you know that at 38 years old, the number that you are and how you look in high school is going to be totally different than where you are now. It's crazy, but it's so true. I know, I've lived it, I've walked it. Our bodies change. You are constantly aging. So when you are looking and saying, okay, I really want this lifestyle, I want to feel like this, maybe you want to look like this. Maybe you need to ask yourself, I want to perform like this so you can trust the process and be ready to what? take it one day at a time, which means number three, seize the moment. Are you rushing your health? Are you trying to get what you want way too fast? Play the long game and seize the moment. I get up some mornings and honestly, I am not gung-ho about working out. Yes, I do work out. But a lot of my sentences are, I really don't want to work out. I mean, come on, I'm being frank with you. I don't like it. I do it because I know I feel better after I do it. I don't feel great before I do it because I work out in the morning. I would love to hit that snooze button 10 times. I would love not to have to get up early in the morning. I would love to be able to gain an hour or two of my morning routine that I do. Now, that's not just completely working out. It's my whole morning routine. I would like to gain some of that back, but, and it's a big but, I know that for my health, my wellness, and my well-being, I need that time. Even though sleeping sounds great or just being plain plum lazy sounds even better, it doesn't make me feel better. It doesn't make me look better. But in the moment, I'm like, yeah, I'll go for it, but I don't. And so you have to seize the moment. Be present in what you need to do to what? Live the lifestyle you desire. It's the long game. How are you playing your life today? What does your health and wellness look like today? Are you wishing you were a different size, a different number? Do you go in your closet and you say, I have nothing to wear? Do you feel a little discouraged when it comes to intimacy because you don't even like to look at yourself? All of this stuff is real. But we have to understand and realize that it's not a quick fix that's going to get you where you want to be. You got to play the long game. You matter too much to do crazy, stupid things out there. I've done those crazy, stupid things out there. But I've also played the long game. I'm here to tell you that the long game works much better than the stupid things out there. I know it feels maybe great in the moment, but we're not as young as what we used to be. We have one body, one mind, and we have to work with what we have. And we have to understand the lifestyle that we want to create. And each waking day, every day, is a new day. It's a fresh start. So play the long game. You don't have to guilt yourself into feeling bad because you had cheesecake last night. That's okay. Today, you're saying, I'm not choosing to have cheesecake tonight. I'm just going to enjoy a very healthy, well-rounded meal. And I'm going to be okay at the end of that healthy, well-rounded meal. I don't need to indulge in the extra sugar as much as I would like to. I am going to wait and celebrate on the 4th of July coming up, or another holiday, or a birthday. But there's going to be a reason behind it, not just to have it because of a convenience. A lot of our health and wellness issues are brought upon us because of convenience. Now, we could talk all day about that particular statement right there. We have too many things accessible to our fingertips, which means we have everything accessible to our mouth. We can have candy anytime. My great-grandfather was a candy maker. He came over from Greece and had this incredible candy shop. And as much as he fine-tuned and refined his craft, it was something that was treasured. The kids that would come in and save their money for that one lollipop. You would have the husband that would come in and save money for that small box of chocolates for that special anniversary. Now we just go to the store and we're like, I want a box of chocolates, and you get them. We live out of convenience. And that leaves our health and well-being in disarray. How are you living the life that you want to live today? Are you living it out to its fullest? Or are you trying to substitute? Are you living for the short gain? You're trying to take all the shortcuts. That's going to lead to detours that you don't want to take in the long run. If you're one who's saying, I need to make a difference in the world, I want to live, love, and impact, but I need to work on creating my now, right now, so I can live and be the best that I can be. You matter to me. You are worthy. If you would like someone to come beside you, to champion with you in your journey, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a coaching call for you. There's no charge for this. I know it freaks everybody out. They're like, seriously, you're not charging for this one call that we have? No, I'm not. It's my gift to you. But you have to be bold and be willing to step out. If that's you today, click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Where do you want to go tomorrow? Notice I didn't ask about today. I said tomorrow. Because what you do today is going to impact where you go tomorrow. Are you wanting to go and enjoy your family at the beach? At the neighborhood pool? It's summertime. It's beautiful out. Is that where you want to be headed? Or are you just looking at, gosh, if I could just be this particular size, number, if I could look like this, and it's all about the short term, not the long term? You got to make some decisions. What do you decide today? It's time to play the long game. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.